help me get ready for my date?
Sure, what do you want me to do?
Go away.
Dana, you've been dating this boy for 3 weeks. Why don't you want me to meet him?
Because, Mom, every time you meet a guy that I'm dating, you embarrass me.
I do not.
Mother, showing naked baby pictures and revealing my old bath time nickname is embarrassing.
You mean Princess Bubble Buns? I think it's cute.
Mother, I'm begging, do not embarrass me.
Hi.
Hi, that's my mom. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Daniel. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, same here. Dana tells me you're directing a play at the Port Washington Playhouse.
Yeah, we start auditions tomorrow, and I talked Dana into trying out for a part.
Well, she'll be great. I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but the theater does run in her blood.
Oh, God.
In fact, I trod the boards myself in Bye Bye Birdie.
Really? In summer stock or in regional?
In camp.
Hey, did this mayonnaise go bad or is there just chives in it?
Hey, Cody.
Daniel, dude, how are you doing here?
You two know each other?
Yeah, of course. Cody's donating his time to build our sets for us.
Well, that's so nice of you, Cody.
Well, you know, after all my years in demolition, I kind of look at it as my way of giving something back.
Cody, can I see you in the kitchen for a second?
Sure. So, dude, what do you... Dude, this is so weird.
Cody.
I mean, it doesn't say a thing about chives on the label.
Cody! Look, I'm only going to say this once, so pay attention. Through yet another cruel twist of fate, you and I will be working at the same theater. Now, I really like Daniel, so I'm telling you, don't do anything to embarrass me.
You got it. I will not do a thing to embarrass you, okay?
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Spread sunshine all over the place.
You know, you might want to have a similar conversation with your mother.
Your car when you know there's a sale at the mall. People are out there buying things that should rightfully be mine.
Karen, number one, you're a very sick child. And second, Frank's truck is in the shop, and somehow I didn't feel it was fair to make him walk 8 miles to work.
You know, Mother, you baby him.
Hi, honey. Hi,
Karen. Give me those keys!
There's a sale somewhere, isn't there?
Yes, and she's late. Denim World already called, wondering where she was. Oh. Bye. Karen!
Hey, Dad, my friend Doug called. Said he saw you at the golf course.
What?
I don't want Carol to know I played golf this morning.
Why?
Because the doctor said I shouldn't play golf for a month because of my bad back, and I promised Carol I wouldn't.
Well... did you hurt your back?
No.
So then why can't you just tell her you played and you're fine?
You're not married, are you? You see, son, Carol has this thing about keeping promises. To her, it's the same as telling the truth. She thinks that if you don't tell the truth, you're like a liar.
Well, you are kind of a liar.
You're missing the point here, son. Women have a way of blowing these things all out of proportion. You see, it won't be about golf. It'll be about respect and love and trust, and my back will be fine, but my head will be killing me.
Dad, how come you're not wearing your wedding ring?
Oh, because I always take it off when I play golf, put it in my pocket. It's not in my pocket. I must have dropped it in the golf cart. I gotta get it before Carol sees it's missing.
Dad, your trunk is
in the shop.
Yeah, right. Sorry, pal. It's an emergency. I need the wheels.
Secret to acting is tapping into your raw feelings and letting them out. Right? Feelings like anger, joy, and pain. I'd like to try an exercise. Scream like you are truly in excruciating pain. Alright? Dana, you go first.
Ah!
More. You're too controlled, right? You have to let go. Fill this room with pain.
Wow! No!
Now that's pain!
Wow!
Study this man. Notice the color draining from his face. The way his eyes are rolling back into his head. I mean, this man is obviously in excruciating pain.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, Cody, while you were writhing in agony, I couldn't help but notice the power of your voice.
Dude, you should have heard me that time I put that jackhammer through my boot.
It's not just your voice. It's your presence and the ease with which you move. Have you ever thought about acting?
No, he hasn't. Ever.
Yeah, Dana's right. I mean, acting is for the creme de la crop. Yeah, me, I'm just a simple craftsman who likes to work with his hands. Which might not be possible till this nail falls off.
Well, I think you're a natural. How can I get you to give acting a try?
Well, you can start by paying for a tennis shot. Dad, did you find your wedding ring?
No. But Brendan's bite gave me a major wedgie.
Oh, it's banana seed, Daddy. You get used to it.
Hey, Dad. Wife alert. Kelp's pulling the driveway.
Okay. This is not a problem. I'll just, put my hands in my pockets. She'll never suspect a thing.
Yeah, right.
No, this is gonna work.
Sure it will. Can I have your truck when Carol kills you?
Guys, go, go, scoop, go. I work better alone. Come on, go, go, go.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, hi, honey. Karen, how was the mall?
I was 5 minutes late, Frank. How do you think it was? Frank, could you help me with these bags? I think Karen's been through enough.
Oh, sure, honey.
Something wrong with your hand?
Just a little something down on the construction site. It's no big deal.
Let me see. Did you hurt yourself?
No, it's fine.
Well, let me see it. Well, it looks fine, but where's your wedding ring? Rick Lambert, did you play golf?
With my back, do I look like an idiot?
Well, then where's the ring? The only time you ever take it off is when you play golf.
Normally, but today I took it off and loaned it to a guy at work named Scott. You know Scott.
Why would you loan your wedding ring to Scott?
He didn't have one.
But he's not married.
True. But he's thinking of getting married, and, you know, I want to know what it felt like to wear a ring before I proposed. Can I have the keys to your car, honey? I think I dropped something. Work-related. I'd like to find it.
Sure. Mother, I don't get it. Why didn't you just tell Frank you found his ring in the car? Because I want him to admit that he played golf when he wasn't supposed to because of his back. But he didn't hurt his back.
You're not married, are you?
Okay, here's the cast list. Find your names and be ready to start rehearsals tomorrow night.
I can't believe it. I'm Juliet.
Whoa, dude, I'm playing Romeo.
Now that's a scream of pain.
Up and down and bend and stretch and up and down and bend and stretch.
Man, I love a good workout.
Do that squat thrust thing again, ladies.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Oh, JT. Where's Carol?
Upstairs, I think.
Perfect. Look what I got.
Ah, you found your wedding ring.
Nope. Went down to the jewelry store and got a perfect match. Now I can just tell Carol I got my ring back from Scott.
Carol's not gonna buy that.
You know what your problem is, son? You don't recognize real genius when you see it.
Frank?
Watch.
Oh, hi, Frank. Guess what? I ran into Scott and he gave me back your wedding ring.
That's impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Yeah, Dad. Why is that impossible?
Go away.
Frank, take your left hand out of your pocket.
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
Oh, really? Why's that?
Because I've grown rather fond of you, Carol, and I sure would like to stay married.
Oh, give it up, Frank. I know you played golf. I found your ring in the seat of my car last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
You let me sweat for a whole week?
You bet I did.
I even spent $15 on a fake gold ring.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you would come clean, but you didn't. You lied.
Well, you made me.
Oh, I made you, right?
Well, you always turn everything into such a big deal. This is not about trust. It's about golf.
Well, you are a liar.
Well, you're a nag.
Oh! Nag? You promised you'd never call me that.
I lied.
You know something, Frank? You are so low.
Well, you are an uptight, compulsive weirdo.
Well, you are a slob.
Well, I don't like your mother.
Well, I don't like your grandmother.
Ha-ha! My grandmother's dead.
Well, I don't like her pictures. Don't you laugh at me, mister. You cannot laugh when we are having an argument. It's against the rules. You are not taking this seriously.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I've got this straight. I lied about playing golf. So you lied about finding my ring in the car. So now you hate my dead grandmother's picture.
Turn this into a big deal. I just really worry about your back.
Well, I'm fine, honey, and I'm really, really sorry that I lied. Is the argument over?
Yeah. Now take off that other ring and let me put on the real one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Ah!
What? What? Where are you going?
Upstairs, get a heating pad.
Oh, I knew you'd hurt your back. Why don't you ever listen to me?
Nag.
Liar.
Weirdo.
Idiot.
Ding dong.
Weirdo. You liar.
Oh, speak again, bright angel. For thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head, as a winged messenger of heaven, to the white, upturned, wondering eyes of mortals, as they fall back to gaze upon him, as he bestrides a lazy, puffing cloud, and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love. And I'll no longer be a Capulet.
All right, stop. Let's take five. Dana, can I see you for a moment?
That was pretty good.
Look, this just isn't working. I think we're gonna have to make a change in the cast.
Well, don't worry about it too much. Cody will get involved in welding, then he'll be fine.
I'm not talking about Cody. I'm talking about you. I don't think Juliet's the right part for you.
What do you mean?
Look, nothing personal, but you almost lost your lunch when you had to call him my love. Now, I don't think that's what Shakespeare had in mind.
So, what are you saying? Because I can't find anything appealing about Cody, I'm fired?
I'm sorry.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and the Dana Burger is the sun. Dude, I got it. Hey, Dana, want to run some lights?
Cody, I've been fired.
Why? I just don't think she was very convincing as Juliet.
Well, okay, granted, her acting technique is a little limited and her subtext is kind of foggy, but, I mean, the chick she's playing is a Mondo suicidal unstable freak. Who's gonna know the difference?
Look, I'm sorry, right? I like Dana a lot, but she's not doing a very good job acting, and the most important thing is the play.
That's where you're wrong, dude. The most important thing is the people.
Cody, it's okay.
No, it's not. Dana has been trying really hard here. Obviously, that's not important to you. Well, if that's the kind of dude you are, I don't want to be in your play either.
Cody, you don't have to quit just because of me.
Well, sure I do. You're my friend. And you're a lot more important to me than that stupid play. And besides, I'm gonna look pretty lame standing there in a pair of tights talking to an empty balcony.
Well, thanks for sticking up for me anyway. That's a really sweet thing to do. Very loyal and generous and giving. I guess those are pretty appealing qualities in a person.
Oh, poignant moment. The magic of the theater. A great acting team is born, like Bogart and Bacall, Tracy and Hepburn, Regis and Kathy Lee. And now, the greatest American duo ever to grace the stage, the Code Man and the Dana Burger. We could do really good.
Let's not get carried away. Why don't we just settle for being friends?
You got it. Because like that Shakespeare dude said, a friend by any other name would smell as sweet. Until death do us part. Can that Shakespeare dude write or what?
Okay, now that we've settled our creative differences, let's rehearse the balcony scene.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Yo, Romeo, I'm dying here.
I'm sorry for the delay there, my Juliet. These tights are riding up on me something fierce. No wonder those Shakespeare dudes talk so funny. Just hang on there, my Juliet. Your Romeo is a-coming.